At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Come on!
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. This morning's alarm was serious shock to the system. One of those where the alarm goes off and you're like out of sorts. And you're like, oh my God, what time is it? But it's just the time when you wake up. And it's one of those mornings where it's just painful and you sort of stumble out of bed and go about doing whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing. And tell you what, normally when I wake up like that and I didn't get enough sleep and my eyes are red and I'm foggy and fuzzy, I get my money's worth. Right? Because it means that maybe I stayed up a little too late and had a little too good of a time. And that's fine. But not the case here. The case here was that my 4-year-old decided that he did not want to have a good night's sleep. Kept waking up. Super uncommon. So it's one of those things where you spend the entire day just kind of a little bit of a zombie just because you didn't get enough sleep and everything else, and it's frustrating, and I spent like an hour or two wanting to kill the kid just because that this happened. Obviously not his fault. He's a little kid. Kids get scared. They have a hard time sleeping, all this, that, and the other thing. I had this great conversation this morning with a gentleman named Trevor McGregor, a show. He came on the Money Savage podcast. His show will be coming out a couple of weeks. And we were talking about how, I'll just tell you what he said. He said that, and I'm not going to be able to find it. He said that every problem is a problem of perspective. It's how you're looking at your situation, how you're looking at things. And that was just a dose of perspective for me, because I'm fond of saying that how you look at something makes all the difference, and it's all about perspective, and so important to be keeping things in perspective, and how it's hard to get the right perspective. It's harder still to keep the right perspective, and so he hit me with that, and it helped me to keep everything in perspective. It made me think about how I've got people in my life that I follow on social media who are celebrating the fact that they are now pregnant and sharing their journey about how challenging it was for them and how they were concerned that they were never going to be able to have kids, and what an incredibly joyous thing that it is that it's happening for them now. And of course, it reminded me of my wife, our journey through fertility stuff. Not sure if we were going to be able to ever have kids, and utilizing all that science has to offer to now have not one, but two beautiful and healthy boys, and how incredibly grateful that we are for them and for the ability to do that. So just like that, I went from wanting to strangle my 4-year-old, figuratively speaking, of course, to being incredibly grateful and blessed, recognizing, remembering how incredibly grateful and blessed that we really are, because we really are, and reframing and putting things back in perspective. So now all that can be undone quickly should he decide to pull that crap on me again tonight. But all kidding aside, fascinating to think about how every problem is a problem of perspective. And if we're able to pull back and be able to reflect and change the way that we're looking at a situation, we're normally able to recognize and realize that we are making a mountain out of a molehill, and just to keep things in perspective. So wanted to share that just because it was very, very top of mind. And and I thought pretty cool. So grateful to Trevor, thank you. Grateful to James, thanks. And grateful to y'all for listening. Have a great day. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.